Keeping up with legal cases has a way of jaundicing your view of even the most innocuous activities. Take, for instance, golf, which has for a long time been adorably referred to as a good walk spoiled, but which I've recently come to think of as an expensive electric cart ride during which, even if you're careful, there is a non-zero chance of you receiving severe ocular damage. To understand this case, you should know a few terms. A slice is a shot where the ball leaves the club head of an average golfer and goes somewhere to the right of where the player was aiming, often well to the right. This is a problem that afflicts, by my estimation, somewhere between 95 and 100% of golfers, and therefore implicates our second term, four. Four is what you yell when you've sliced your shot so badly to the right that it leaves your fairway, passes Rush Limbaugh, and zeroes in on a pack of innocent golfers two holes over. Which brings us to mulligan. A mulligan is essentially a do-over. If you don't like your first shot and your playing mates are either permissive or drunk or employees of your company or in the woods looking for their own sliced shot, you can take this shot again with no penalty. Except maybe not so much in New Jersey now. This is where our plaintiff, James Carino, was standing in the 15th fairway of the Skyview Golf Club in Sparta, a grassy geographical area that sits in the prime landing spot for drives that have been badly sliced off the 16th tee box. So he stood and watched the three soon-to-be defendants tee off. After they had all successfully driven their balls without hitting him, he resumed his own play. Unfortunately, the third plaintiff, Kyle Duffy, decided to take a mulligan. The most interesting question is whether Carino could have anticipated that Duffy would take a mulligan. Occupying, as they do, a space in the penumbra of golf rules, mulligans are hard to predict. By far the most common use of this cutely named redo is on the first tee, when a person might claim to have been inadequately warmed up and everyone is in a better mood because no one has yet triple bogeyed. Sometimes, in a more friendly foursome, a single mulligan is given to each player to be used not just on the first tee, but on whatever shot over the entire course he decides. Still, even in this second scenario, Carino could probably assume it unlikely a player would still possess said mulligan, by that point having already teed off 15 times. Sadly for New Jersey jurisprudence, this was not a question the court addressed when, with his mulligan shot, Duffy hit James Carino in the face. Carino, of course, sued Duffy and referred to the 2001 New Jersey Supreme Court case of Schick versus Farolito, where a man taking a mulligan drove this second shot into the, you guessed it, face of an unsuspecting golfer. The court there ruled that the standard applied to the mulligan taker was not simple negligence. Because the state of New Jersey wants to, quote, promote the vigorous participation in athletic activities without undue concern for litigation stemming from such participation, quote, it determined that the duty one player owes to another in athletic competition and golf is not to engage in conduct that is reckless. This is a standard that is harder to meet than ordinary negligence, and so Carino has an uphill battle in his suit against Duffy. More interestingly, Carino felt that Duffy's playing partners, too, were liable when they did not yell four on the errant sliced mulligan. But interpreting the rules of golf, a New Jersey judge declined this argument, noting that the only person who has a duty to yell four is the shot taker himself, a decision that makes perfect legal sense, as it happens, but no sense at all on a crowded golf course. I'm Travis McDade.